We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tell them you find a little something fresh, I know. Tell them I'm next. Tell them you find a little something fresh, I know.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show.
It started when we were younger.
Young love, I need the update.
The saga of my 12-year-old son and his secret romance.
His first girlfriend.
So yesterday I was telling you that there was a chance that he was going to walk her home after their mutual track practice.
Yes.
I don't think that happened.
But you don't know for sure?
I'm not 100% sure, unless track got out early. Because he was home like minutes after track practice ended.
Okay.
So my wife and I are guesstimating, speculating that he did not walk her home. And also, we were disappointed because their text exchanges right now are very minimal because she's grounded for some reason. We don't know why.
Okay.
We don't know what she did. But there was actually no text exchange yesterday because she texted him to say, "Don't text me."
Okay.
Because she's in trouble,
right,
and she's not supposed to have her phone. I don't even know how she's texting him. I think she's using like something on her laptop.
And okay.
So she's explicitly saying, "Don't text me. Hopefully we can call later. Hopefully we can talk on the phone." But I don't think she has her phone. So they are not communicating, at least via text. Here's what got me all riled up last night.
What got y'all riled up?
One of the texts said, "I'll just message you on TikTok."
Uh-oh, not TikTok.
So this is after 9 o'clock last night. I'm in bed. Will has gone to bed. It's just my wife and I just sitting there going through his phone. And we're like, wait, what? Like, how is he on TikTok? And we check his phone and we look at all the apps. And there's no TikTok app there. It was deleted off his phone. If he wants to download an app on his phone,
mm-hmm,
he needs our permission because I get a notification that says Will wants to download TikTok. And then I can deny it or whatever.
He's going on Safari, isn't he?
It's not Safari.
Chrome? Google Chrome?
Okay, so you know in your apps when you can like swipe all the way to the right and you go to your app library?
Yeah.
It's in his app library.
So it's not actually deleted.
How is that possible, Morgan?
It's not actually deleted.
How do I delete it? How do I delete TikTok off his phone?
Okay, so when you get to the app library, you have to push it all the way down until it shakes. And some of the options are, you know, add to home screen, share app. And then all the way at the bottom in red, it says delete app. You have to all the way delete it. Sometimes if you just offload the app, it'll go to the app library.
I swear I've done this. I swear I've done this multiple times now. I don't know how he's finding these back doors.
Right.
And these ways to get on TikTok. It's almost like I'm to the point now, I don't even want to fight it anymore.
Right. I get it.
Like all the kids apparently are on TikTok. I should just let it happen and concentrate my efforts on regulating his use, his screen time usage.
Right. Well, I mean, it might not be around for much longer, so you might not have anything to worry about.
Do you know what I've learned?
What?
TikTok bans don't work.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, we're still a long ways away from it actually being off your son's phone, that's for sure.
Do you hear me, Congress? Are you listening to me right now?
Right.
TikTok bans don't work. I don't even know what I want anymore from Congress. Because
right,
they did pass it through the House. They passed legislation to the House yesterday to ban TikTok. Now it goes to the Senate.
Yes. And I saw yesterday on TikTok that the Senate and who knows if this is true, but isn't in a rush. They're not in as much of a rush as the House was. The House got it through like super quick.
Yeah.
But there's other stuff. They have to agree on stuff before there might be a government shutdown on March 22nd. If you want people to start paying attention really to politics, just threaten to ban TikTok because now all of a sudden I'm an expert.
Exactly. Exactly right. People are fired up about this. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm... Here's my prediction. TikTok is not going to go away.
Right. I don't think it will either.
There's just too much money involved in this whole thing. Something will happen. Somebody will buy it. Somebody will take it over. It's not going to go away. It's impossible to ban TikTok. I can't even ban it on my son's phone.
Right. You can't even delete the app off of his phone.
It's an impossibility.
Real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So it was yesterday afternoon, Morgan sent me a TikTok video, and I watched it. What was the source of this TikTok? It was a bunch of ladies sitting around. It looked like they were recording a podcast.
Yeah, it was a podcast, and I can't remember the name of it. Why you catch me off guard? The I've Had It podcast.
I enjoyed their conversation.
I like them. They're funny.
They're ladies. I don't want to say older ladies. I want to say ladies that are middle-aged.
My question is, did you edit the cuss words?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I think that you can get the gist of what they were talking about. Yes, I took the curse words out. And again, it's these ladies sitting around, and this is what they were talking about.
People are now having something called the buddy moon instead of a honeymoon. And it's where they invite their friends along with them. And some people are even doing family moons.
Now that is just a recipe for disaster.
That's psychotic.
That to me screams, I don't want to be with my spouse alone.
Who's doing that?
I mean, it is psychotic.
Who are you?
I know, right?
But this has to be specifically after you get married and then you go on the buddy moon.
Right.
Correct?
Yes. I've only ever seen it done one time, and it was somebody that I watched on TV on a reality show. Two people got married and then their best friend went on the honeymoon with them. But it wasn't for the show. It was like she really wanted to go, I guess, and they went. But that was years ago. And that's the only time I've ever seen it happen in real life.
I don't think it's unusual for you to vacation with your friends. I think that's something that's common. That's normal. I don't think it's unusual to vacation with your parents. I've done it. I went to Disneyland with my parents, but the grandkids were there.
But not for your honeymoon.
Right.
That is the part that's like, wait, what?
That's the unusual part. A buddy moon.
Right.
Is going on a honeymoon with friends and then taking it a step further and going on your honeymoon with your parents. This is what these ladies were discussing. I'm assuming they were discussing it because they've heard or seen examples in their life.
Right.
So we're asking you. I say there's no one.
I don't think anyone has done this. There's no way.
There's no one listening right now at this moment, at this point in our show, that went on a honeymoon with friends or with
family
their
members.
Right. I don't think it's ever
happened.
And if
happened. You did, you better reveal yourself because we have some serious questions.
216-474-0104. If you're out there, the Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Jack Harlow. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Morgan and I heard about buddy moons, which is you get married and then you go on a honeymoon with friends. You purposely invite friends and bring them along in your honeymoon. And then we started talking about going on a honeymoon with parents. And that's where Morgan and I are like, stop. That's
the
crazy.
Family moon. There's no way anybody's done that.
But then Douglas in Brecksville called. Douglas, good morning.
Good morning.
So this has happened to you? You went on a family moon?
We had an accidental family moon where my uncle has a house out in Florida where you basically have he rented out to folks, and he's like, hey, for your wedding gift, we'll give you guys the house for the week. Come on out, have your honeymoon at the house, no big deal. So we headed out, we hit the house up for to start the honeymoon, and on Wednesday, you know, him and his wife show up. They're like, hey, we're going to hang out here for a few days.
Oh,
like,
oh my sorry, gosh.
What? And so from Wednesday to Friday, they were hanging out. Because, you know, there's four bedrooms in the house. Like, you know, so they came out, hung out. I mean, it was nice to see him, but like,
no.
Hey, dude, like, this is my honeymoon, man. Like, what are you doing? Like, we would have went somewhere else had we known you were going to show up.
Oh my gosh, no way.
So when let's call him Uncle Jack, when Uncle Jack gave you the wedding gift, the very generous wedding gift of a place to honeymoon in Florida, he never mentioned that he was going to be there the entire time.
Never mentioned it. Nope, just showed up on Wednesday. Like, hey, yeah, we're going to hang out with you guys. We took vacation Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll be here then, because we were leaving on Saturday morning. So they come out, they basically stayed with us for half of our honeymoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever sit down and have the conversation with him? Like, hey, Uncle Jack.
That was not the best thing to do.
No, you did not.
We didn't. We rolled over on that conflict.
Right. It's like they gave you the house for the week. What are you really going to say? Like, beat it.
We were actually thinking about leaving early. We were like, maybe we should leave on Thursday and we'll just catch a place on the way home.
Oh, my gosh. That is so good.
See, the only thing that I was thinking about, Morgan, was on your honeymoon. I mean, obviously, you know what happens on your honeymoon.
Right.
I would be very uncomfortable with anyone in the house.
Obviously.
Yes.
Obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Douglas.
That was great.
It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Thank you for choosing us. Real quick, I do want to mention this. Tomorrow morning at this time, we are calling a family meeting.
Correct.
We have something to talk about. Morgan and I have something to talk about with you tomorrow morning. So family meeting tomorrow at this time on the Q Morning Show. So tonight, the new album from Justin Timberlake will drop. It's called Everything I Thought It Was. Here's what we know. Because for months now, fans of NSYNC have been clamoring for an NSYNC reunion. And this is all we're going to get. We're going to get a song.
Yeah.
And that's been confirmed. In fact, Justin confirmed it on his Instagram last night, right? It's track 17. It's called Paradise. But then Morgan found something. This is kind of cool. What is this?
So Justin Timberlake had a show in Los Angeles last night. I don't know if last night was the last show before the new album dropped or if he has one tonight. But NSYNC surprise reunion on stage. First time in 10 years. All of them. JC. Everybody was
out
there. JC, Joey, Chris, Lance, and Justin Timberlake. They sang Bye Bye Bye. It's going to be me. Plus.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did. Plus the new song. Paradise.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the new song here?
Yes. If you listen to the lyrics of it, they said it's a love letter to their fans. I've been waiting for this moment right between you and I. Because, I mean, how long have NSYNC fans wanted this reunion to happen? For a long time.
How cool for the people in that audience last night.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
Because Justin has been making the rounds. That's what you do when you got an album coming out. He's been, you know, he was on Kimmel earlier this week. And so he's been promoting this album. I wonder if the fans knew that the other NSYNC members would be there.
I don't know.
Last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I think, though, I'm very pleasantly surprised because what did we say? We thought this was just going to be a Justin Timberlake song with background vocals from the boys. But that wasn't the case. I mean, the part that you heard of a guy singing himself, that was JC. Mm-hmm. So it's like a proper NSYNC song, not just Justin with background vocals.
Okay. And it all drops tonight.
Yes.
Most likely at midnight. Group therapy. We've got that coming up this morning. So we're going to talk to Julia. Her boyfriend has given her some life-changing news.
In a good way or a bad way?
It depends on how you look at it.
Okay. Not great.
And Julia is confused. What does she do now? We'll talk about it next. Group therapy on the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
It's Q104. Did I just clap?
Yeah, you did. You do that sometimes.
I don't know why I just clapped. I'm excited about group therapy,
yeah,
I guess.
Here we go. Let's go. Woo! Group therapy, baby.
We're going to talk to Julia, and hopefully Julia is as excited about coming on our show as much as we're excited to have her. Julia is going through something right now. She DM'd us a specific question, and we said, hey, let's do some group therapy. So, Julia, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for reaching out to us. Hopefully we can help. What is going on with you?
Okay, so I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years now. It's been going really well. I love him, and we're really good together. But we haven't really talked about marriage. We don't really talk about the future too much in general. But he just got a job in San Antonio, Texas, and he wants to take it.
Okay. Complicates things a bit, I feel.
Yeah, it does. But so the other night he asked me if I would move to Texas with him. You know, big move.
Right.
So obviously I was like, okay, well, this is a good time to talk about next steps and like marriage. And basically he said he was so overwhelmed. He said overwhelmed by the new job. But he did say that he loves me and he wants me to come with him. So I'm just feeling like I don't really know what to do. Like, I love him and I obviously don't want to lose him. But I don't know if I can move, like, to Texas, like, mm-hmm. It's a big move without any more of a commitment. Like, I don't know. My friends are, like, back and forth on this. Some of them are telling me to take a leap of faith, and some of them are telling me, no way, this is a terrible idea. Don't do it. Like, he's not committed to you in any way, and you'd be uprooting your whole entire life. So I don't know. I just don't know what to do, so I just want to know, like, what do you guys think?
So it's a 2-year relationship, and it's gone pretty well in 2 years.
Yeah.
Morgan is the expert around
here.
Yeah,
I'm over here shaking my head. I'm sorry, Julia.
She's the expert in long-distance relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Morgan?
Well, Julia, let me ask you this question. Would you be excited to move to San Antonio, Texas, if you were not with this man?
I mean, I guess I would not be excited, but I've just, like, never thought about it. I don't really know anything about the place, like... I've never pictured myself in Texas. So I guess not. Like, I don't think I would ever move there, like, of my own accord.
If it were me and this man was not able to give me any insight into our future, I personally would not uproot my entire life, move away from my family, move away from my friends to follow a guy. Some people, though, like the change, you know, I could never do that. I could never move far away from my family and start all over. But some people like that. They live for that kind of thrill. Mm-hmm. So I think, Julia, it depends on you as a person. Does this move make you super excited or does it give you a little bit of anxiety? I think you have to trust your gut.
I mean, like, honestly, it's a little bit of both. Like, I do think that, you know, change is nice and important, but it also, it does stress me out to be, like, away from everybody I know and, like, my family and my friends, like, to a place I've never been before. Like, that does definitely make me anxious.
Besides the obvious geographical change, how much will this affect, like, for instance, what do you do for a living? Like, do you have to quit your job and find a new job?
I mean, my job is actually remote, so I can work from pretty much anywhere. So, like, that part's not as much of a concern.
So that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, in that regard, it would be totally fine. I guess it's more like a social thing and, like, a family thing.
Okay, I have my mind completely made up.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And you say no?
I say no.
Here's what it comes down for me. Julia? All right, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Look at me.
She can't look at you right now, but that's okay.
Look at my face. Do you love him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Then I say go. I say go.
Mm-mm.
I would be sitting here and being the biggest hypocrite because that's how it started with Paula and I. Paula moved to Portland, Oregon with me, and we had only been dating for 8 months.
Yeah, and you didn't tell her I see a future with you?
Oh, maybe I said that.
Yeah.
But we
that's
weren't,
what I'm saying.
We weren't engaged. She didn't have a ring on her finger.
I mean, even the conversation of him saying, yes, I can see that with you and I want that is better than nothing.
216-474-0104. Group therapy for Julia. Should she move to San Antonio with her boyfriend who won't talk marriage yet? Your call's next. It's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill.
All my exes live in Texas.
Well, he's not an ex yet.
Not yet.
But Julia's boyfriend is moving to Texas. And he wants her to come along.
Yep.
They've been together for 2 years, mm-hmm. and things are going well. I guess they've said, I love you. Julia says, I love him.
But.
She went to him and said, well, let's talk. Like, where are we going?
Right.
What is our future? And he kind of backed away from that and said, I'm overwhelmed right now with the move and the new job, but I do want you to come with me. And Julia doesn't know what to do. Should she go with him?
I don't. Okay. I was holding my tongue because I know you want her to go, right?
I do want her to go. And I'll explain later exactly what my line of thinking is. But why are you so against it?
Because why can't he go first? And she sees how it goes. Because you don't want to make that huge life decision. You move to Texas and then things go wrong and you break up and then you have to move back and all these things. Since she works completely remote, why can't she say, okay, you go down there, you get settled. I'm going to stay here for now. I'm going to give it a month. I'm going to see how I feel. We're going to try long distance. If I feel like, you know, I feel secure enough in the relationship to move, then I will. What's the rush in going down there, especially if he won't commit to her?
I just feel hypocritical giving her advice opposite of what I've done in my life.
But you knew that Paula was the one, didn't you?
I think so. I mean, we always knew that we had found our someones because Paula moved in with me like 2 months after we started dating.
Right.
Here in Cleveland.
Right.
And then moved to Portland, Oregon with me, but without a ring, without a guarantee of marriage. There is no guarantee.
But, I mean, I was in a long distance relationship as well. My husband lived in London. Like, somebody had to move. I would not have been with him for 5.5 years had I not known that it was going to end in marriage. I stuck out the long distance because I knew in the end it would be worth it. He can't even give her any benefit of the doubt about that. Not even a little bit. To say, let's circle back, is a no, in my opinion. Because if you know that somebody is your person, you tell them that.
Maybe he just doesn't want to overpromise. Because like I said, there is no guarantee. I'm going to be completely honest with you. Our first year of living together in Portland did not go so great
right, for
Paula and me. And there was a point where I did think we were going to break up. And that made me incredibly sad because I did have those thoughts going through my mind where I took this woman with me from Cleveland. I uprooted her life,
mm-hmm.
moved her to Portland, Oregon. And I don't think she would have left Portland. Like, I don't think she was going to move back to Cleveland.
Right.
I completely, but we worked it out.
Yeah.
And how do you know that Julia wouldn't work it out, even if they have some tough times in San Antonio?
I'm reading some of the texts. Here's what the people are saying. No marriage, no Texas. That's one text. Another text says, I would let our boyfriend go and see how long distance goes. That was my thing. Another text says, the real question is, if she asked him to stay here for her, would he? Because if he wouldn't stay for her, she should not go for him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. Drop the mic. That's so true.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the text, too, and I don't see anybody backing me up.
Yeah, we just got another one. Julia, don't do it. My man can commit to Texas, but not to you, and that's not a good sign for your future. I don't disagree.
If he won't reassure, I say run. Okay. I guess I'm the only one that's...
You got to stand strong, Julia. Look, if this man really wanted you for the rest of your life, he would let you know.
I guess I'm the only romantic around here.
You're the only dreamer.
I guess that's me. It's Q104. Montel!
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, good to have you here. You want to do some TV talk right now? Because I want to send out a giant thank you.
Are we
going to
talk about Password again?
No, not Password.
Okay. Well, I'm over the Password show.
Do you want to talk about Password?
No, no, no.
I didn't watch it. I know the premiere was two nights ago. The teacher from St. Ignatius.
That's pretty cool.
Mr. Cahill, I think his name was. He won $25,000. But I wasn't talking about that. I did want to send a thank you, though, because it was within the past few weeks that we talked about what can I watch with my kids?
Right. And, with your 12-year-old specifically, Will.
Right. And you said I wasn't going to do it, and I did it. I started watching The Traitors.
Yes!
On the Peacock app.
And?
We watched the first episode, and...
You got to let it unfold. It's a game.
Okay. We watched it. I'm not out on it. And Will said he was in. I said, do you like it? He's like, yeah. He's like, you'll watch it again? Yeah, totally. And then since then... He won't watch it with me.
Why?
Like, every time I suggest it, I'm like, hey, you want to watch another episode of The Traitors? No, not really, no.
Well, because what is he doing instead?
Oh, probably on his, he wants to be on his phone.
Right.
He wants to be on something else. He's grounded from Xbox right now.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, it's a whole other story. But here's where the thank you comes in. Because when we talked about this on the show... A few people, not just one people, one person, a few people suggested watching Young Sheldon.
Uh-huh.
And that's on Netflix right now. It is really, really funny.
You like it?
So we watched the first the first two episodes, and we're watching it together as a family. So Drew's watching it as well, and my wife Paula. And we watched the first two episodes, and I'm like, this is good. This is cute. And then we watched the third episode last night. It is laugh out loud funny.
Nice. Well, good. I found something.
I was dying last night. And then we wanted to watch a fourth episode. And then Will's like, no, I don't want to. I'm going to go do something else.
Now, tell me if I'm wrong, but is Young Sheldon a spinoff of another show?
It is a spinoff of the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. But you didn't necessarily like Big Bang Theory, did you?
No, I've seen a couple episodes of that. And I wasn't into it. I didn't think it was that great. And so I never watched, I don't think I really gave it a chance.
You didn't give it a chance.
Right. But Young Sheldon, you don't need to watch Big Bang Theory to watch Young Sheldon.
Okay, cool.
And after the episode that I saw last night, I'm totally in. So
nice.
If you are looking for a show to watch with your family, because I know that's challenging, especially when you have different ages in there. I got a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. Young Sheldon, I recommend it. I can't wait to watch another episode.
Good. I'm glad you found something.
All right. Battle of the Burps. We have that coming up. Dune movie passes on the line. 5 questions from Morgan. Best of 5 wins. Battle of the Burps is next on the Q Morning Show.
The land starts their day with the Q Morning Show on Q104. In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players. First up, we're going to Avon. And I want to make sure I get this right. It's Josie from Avon.
Yeah,
an Avon, right. An Avon Lake graduate. It's very important. It's Josie, not Josie. That is an correct. Important distinction for the Josies out there. Let's go to Brook Park for our second contestant. This is Tammy. Tammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Tammy,
good morning.
Good morning. I only picked up one line, right?
Who's with you, Tammy?
My 8-year-old. He said it's nice to meet you. He
aww.
Loves you guys.
What's his name?
His name is Blake.
Nice to meet you too, Blake.
Thank you.
All right.
I'm going to be quiet now.
So it's Tammy and Balake.
Balake, yes.
All right. Good luck, guys.
All right. Josie, thanks. Tammy, your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know the answer, go ahead and say your name. It is a best of five question trivia challenge. Here we go with question number one. Which company's slogan is "You're in good hands"?
Tammy.
I think Josie slid in there.
By a second.
I said it first.
Go ahead, Josie.
State Farm?
No, it's not State Farm. So go ahead, Tammy.
Allstate.
There you go. Question number two. Other than Justin Timberlake, name one former member of NSYNC.
Tammy. Josie.
Tammy?
Lance Bass.
Lance Bass is correct. Okay, Tammy leads 2-0. Josie, if she gets this right, the game is over. Question number three. In bowling, three strikes in a row is called what?
Tammy.
Tammy for the win?
Turkey.
Wow. Whoa. Tammy on fire for a Thursday morning. Oh, Blake is a little good luck charm over there.
He is.
How about your mom, Blake?
What was that?
Nothing. Bill's just talking.
It's Thanksgiving. She got turkey. Congratulations, you guys. You get the movie passes, the Dune movie passes. And we thank you for having us along each and every morning.
Thank you.
Tammy and Blake, it's Q104. Something I'm made for. Billie Eilish. And you're on Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So over here, you've got Congress trying to ban TikTok.
Yes.
And the bill did pass the House yesterday by a large majority.
Yes.
And so now it moves on to the Senate, and it still has a lot of obstacles to go through, and then probably legal challenges as well. So we're still a long way from TikTok actually being banned. And then who knows, the companies may still sell, the Chinese company ByteDance may still sell.
Right,
at some point.
Right.
So many things could possibly happen.
Yeah, don't panic right now.
And then over here, you have Senator Bernie Sanders trying to institute that 4-day work week.
Is he? What's he saying?
He is. He is introducing a bill that would establish the shorter work week in the U.S. Now, it's something that has been tried before and has failed before. But Bernie's bill, if passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 hours a week over the course of a 4-year period. It would also protect employee wages and benefits to ensure there's no loss in pay. Bernie says it's time to reduce the stress level in our country and allow Americans to enjoy a better quality of life.
I mean, sounds great, doesn't it? It's never going to happen, but no, it sounds great.
I know. I mean, over here, you've got the TikTok bill, which I think, who cares?
And then I think a lot of people feel that way.
And then you have a bill that actually benefits people, but it's going to stall out somewhere.
Well,
the 4-day work week, I put it in the same basket as daylight savings time.
Yeah, it's the conversation that we're always having that's never going to change.
And why is that? It's just going to be too difficult to implement? That's what I think. I think it's just going to be too difficult.
I don't know. It's just is so interesting when you compare them, right? Like how easily this TikTok ban passed through the House. And then you have other things that people actually really want, like a 4-day work week or, you know, changing daylight savings. And it's like, oh, we can't. Well, why not?
What would the challenges be? Like, for instance, if someone told me that we could have a 4-day work week, I think everybody would want Monday or Friday.
Sure.
And you can't give everybody Monday or Friday because everybody would want the 3-day weekend. You can't do that because you still need employees there on Mondays
right.
and Fridays.
Yeah.
I would never want a Tuesday or a Thursday off because my mind doesn't work that way. I can't work for 3 days and then have a day off and then go back to work the next day.
Yeah, I get that.
So that, for me, it wouldn't work. And I just think it would be a scheduling nightmare for.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't complain, you know, if I got the short end of the stick and I pulled the Thursday. I feel like my mindset would be you get to Thursday, you have the day off, and then you're able to tell yourself, okay, just one more day, and then you've made it to the weekend. I feel like I could do it.
if I had my day off on a Thursday or a Tuesday, I would make that my chore day. Do all
yes,
my chores.
For sure.
And that way, Saturday and Sunday would be open. Because right now, Saturday is mm-hmm. a lot of times my running around doing chores day.
Right.
And then Sunday rolls around. The weekend's almost over. And then mm-hmm. I'm stressing about work the next day.
Yeah. You never actually do get a break, especially if you have kids. You don't get a break, man.
No. Not at all.
4-day work week. And no more daylight savings. What do we got to do? What do we got to do?
I don't know. You can't fight Capitol Hill.
No, you sure can't.
But the TikTok thing, and Morgan and I were talking about it this morning. If TikTok does go away, like, where are we going to come up with all of our stuff to talk about?
Right, because half of our stuff comes from TikTok.
Because Morgan has found another TikTok trend that we're going to get into.
Yeah, I'm so curious about this from our mamas out there.
Okay, that's next. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. How many Nelly references have you heard from people in your circle?
Because of my Band-Aid face?
Yeah. If you don't know this, Morgan has been wearing a Band-Aid on her face. This is day number three,
I believe.
Yeah,
it is. Because my stitches are healing up.
Yeah, you had a cyst, a bump mm-hmm. removed from her face. And how many stitches?
3 stitches.
Did they fall out yet?
No, they're still there. They're still there, and they're still annoying.
They're supposed to dissolve on their own, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. And so she has a Band-Aid on her face.
My husband hasn't called me Morgan in 3 days. It's Nelly.
It's all Nelly?
Yeah, he's like, hey, Nelly. I'm like, funny. It was funny the first time, David. We're going on hour 72 of it. Not so funny anymore. He's such an idiot.
So Morgan has found a TikTok trend that she thought we could get into. What is the trend that you found?
Moms sharing their first meals after giving birth.
Okay.
I'm like, I am so curious about this. Obviously, I've never been pregnant. Obviously, you've never been pregnant.
No, but I was there.
Right. But there also are a list of things that pregnant people can't eat, which I don't know.
Yes.
I know sushi and that type of stuff you can't eat, right? Like raw fish.
Sushi, I think all seafood. I might be wrong about that.
See, these are the questions.
Coffee. I don't think you're allowed to have caffeine.
Obviously, no alcohol.
Correct.
So there's this new TikTok trend that's gone viral of women, new moms, sharing the meals that they treated themselves to right after having a baby. Obviously, you can't have these foods for 9 months.
Right.
People were like, sushi, fast food. One person even said they popped a bottle of champagne in the hospital room. Yeah,
I was wondering about that. It's like, how soon do we have this first meal? I mean, are we talking about you're in the hospital room and you have something catered inside the room? I mean, what happened?
I mean,
the hospital food, I don't think, is that great.
No. One of the moms posted her experience. Her name was Rose Simard. She just said, it's an incredibly special and momentous occasion. I firmly believe that this is a time for celebration and self-indulgence. So pop the bottle of champagne in the delivery room. Nobody's going to judge you.
That's interesting to me. And now I feel like I'm judging because I'm going to say this. But I believe Paula, even though she could drink, I don't think she wanted to drink right after she had the boys because she attempted breastfeeding.
Right, right. Well, that's something that you have to consider as well. But some people know right away that they're not doing that.
I guess so.
Yeah.
If she's popping bottles at the hospital.
This one person said they ordered $200 worth of sushi into the hospital room, saying it was a celebration, and she needed her spicy tuna rolls. They were the hardest thing to go without for 9 months.
216-474-0104. So what was it? What was your first meal that you had after giving birth? You craved it? You wanted it? How soon was it until you got it?
Did you treat yourself?
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Teddy Swims.
Something's got a hold on me lately.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. So if TikTok ever does go away and gets banned, because we're talking about a TikTok trend right now,
mm-hmm.
Like, we're just going to have to come up with the trends.
Yeah.
We'll start the trends and we'll just talk about it because that's what we're talking about right now, a TikTok trend. It's your post-pregnancy meal, the first meal that you decided to splurge on right after you had your kid.
Yeah, because there are so many things that you're not allowed to have when you're pregnant. So it's like, as soon as that baby is here, what are you eating? What was your first meal?
Megan is in Brunswick. Megan, good morning. I think I hear one of those kids in the background right now.
Yes, sorry.
No, you're fine. All good.
After my second one, all I wanted was a chocolate milkshake, and my aunt brought me one from Fritch's Big Boys, and it was the best milkshake I've ever had in my life.
So right there in the hospital room, you enjoyed your milkshake.
I did. After my first, I wasn't hungry, and I didn't want anything to eat. So when the second came around, I knew what I wanted. But after my first, she was the first one born from our friend group. So all of my husband's friends were in the room a little while later. Mm-hmm. And of course, they brought some Miller Lights. So we did enjoy a beverage.
Are you allowed to drink in a hospital room? Like, do they have a liquor license there?
Obviously, they can't serve us, but I don't know. We did know the nurse that was coming in and out, so she didn't say anything.
Their little secret, for sure.
Yes.
Thank you, Megan. Enjoy your family today. We'll talk to you soon. Kate is listening in Grafton. Or is it Katie? Is it Katie or Kate?
I don't care.
All right. What's up, Katie? What was your first post-pregnancy meal?
My nurse has actually made fun of me for this one. All I wanted was a chicken Caesar salad. I don't know where it came from because I wasn't really a fan of Caesar salads my whole pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then a couple hours later, that's all I wanted. And they made fun of me for a good, you know, probably day or two after delivery because most people obviously want milkshakes or burgers.
Uh-huh. Right.
Or
all of them.
I just wanted a nice light salad.
Now, is this something that you craved during the pregnancy or it was just after you had your baby? Then you started craving the salad.
I didn't like chicken Caesar salads. It was the most random craving I've ever had.
Huh. That's so weird. I hear that a lot, too, because we got another text of people saying they hated a food while they were pregnant or before they were pregnant. And then after they had the baby, they all of a sudden craved it.
Yeah, that happens.
Somebody way smarter than us could probably explain that because it has to do with the hormones changing and it can change your taste buds too.
Yeah.
Can it?
For sure.
I mean, that would have to be it. Jen's in Akron. Jen, good morning to you.
Hello.
Tell us about your first post-pregnancy meal that you splurged on.
So with my first child, you're not supposed to eat lunch meat, deli meat. So
okay.
All I wanted was a Jimmy John's Beach Club.
Yes. I love the Beach Club. Oh, yes.
So I made my dad go get me one.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
Second kid?
Second kid was a rare steak and a beer.
You upped it a little bit.
Yeah, and then the third one was just a Trenta cold brew.
You just needed that coffee after kid number three.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the rare steak, is that something that you waited to go to a restaurant like weeks later?
Yeah, so like a couple days after we left the hospital, we went to Longhorn with my three-year-old and my baby because I wanted a very tall beer and a steak.
You deserve it.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah, it's whatever you want, right?
Right.
I wish I could remember. I don't think I even texted Paula this morning. Did you have any cravings like that? She said I can't recall any.
Right.
Now, I know I remember while we were there for the 2 or 3 days that we were in the hospital that I would constantly be going out to go get food somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think she had any cravings, though.
I just, you know, as somebody who doesn't have any kids, hearing all of these stories and seeing all these texts, I'm like, I can't have coffee. I can't have turkey.
For 9 months.
I can't have sushi. What am I going to do?
Yeah. But look what you can look forward to after you have the baby.
A tall beer and a rare steak, baby.
You're going to eat very well after you have that kid. The Q Morning Show. We are Morgan and Bill. The Q Morning Show on Q104. Thanks for being here. I know. It's the Q Morning Show. Q104, Morgan and Bill. We're talking about post-pregnancy cravings. And the first meal that you had after you had your baby. It's a TikTok trend. that's going on right now. There's a text that came in. It's from Emily. It said, I had a St. Patrick's Day baby. My immediate post-delivery meal was the largest corned beef sandwich my family could find.
No!
To drop off to me at the hospital.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm sure she'll have that memory.
Right.
On Sunday.
It's got to be
right?
a tradition, I feel like.
Like every time you bite into a corned beef sandwich, you're probably thinking about that. Macy's in Brooklyn. Macy, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were also talking about, we were speculating because Morgan and I have no idea. Why do pregnancy cravings change so much? Like, for instance, we've heard about it during pregnancy where someone will be like, oh, my God, I want pickles right now. Right. Like, why do I want pickles? Or even foods that you would never, you didn't like before you were pregnant, and then you have a baby, and then you crave them after
yeah,
you were pregnant.
Because that happened to you, Macy.
Yes, yes, it did. I hated sushi, hated it, thought it was disgusting, the worst thing ever. And then I kept seeing sushi everywhere when I was pregnant. And right when I gave birth, I begged for my boyfriend to go grab me sushi.
Really?
And I just ate it all up.
Really? That is so weird.
And I love it to this day. I can't get enough of it.
Now, when you were delivered the sushi, like what, because there's so many different varieties. I mean, different kinds of raw fish. Like,
how did you know what to get?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I got a variety pack and went from there.
A variety pack.
So do you know why your taste buds change?
Look that up for you guys. I have to speak to this, so I hope it's like I sound okay. It says something about circulating the gonadal hormones or other contributors from the endocrine system, as well as physiological changes in weight and immune responses. So something about your taste during pregnancy changes from that.
Okay.
Science. I don't know what anything you just said, yeah. Macy, but I'm just going to believe that it's science.
We were on the right track, I think. It's hormone changes.
Right.
That's what it,
yes,
that's
yes.
what it does. All right. Macy's our human Google
yeah.
right now. I mean, we have laptops in here, but
you have 5 laptops in front of your face right now, but we can't utilize any of them.
Yeah, it's fine. Macy can just call in and give us the real answer.
I love it.
Anytime you guys need me.
What's your favorite type of sushi then? Since you've experienced sushi now and you are a sushi lover, like what is your favorite?
So it's the most basic kind, but spicy crab. It's literally just crab meat.
Okay, spicy crab.
In a sushi roll, and it's the absolute best thing I've ever had.
How do you feel about unagi? Because I always go, unagi is my go-to.
I've never actually had that.
Oh, try it. It'll change your life. That's
now I have to go get sushi tonight.
Yeah, I think we all are writing down our order.
Yeah, it's eel. I love the unagi.
Nice.
All right, thank you, Macy. Appreciate having you along.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.